You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You guys talk for a second. I'm Googling things.
Okay. Yeah, Google away. Google away.
All right. Am I not? I'm going to throw a theory out to you guys because we all know Pete Carroll. And if you're just joining us, Pete Carroll got let go by the Seahawks today.
Now, did they made let up, go or
they
did
made up some
staying with the organization.
He got fired.
Supposedly staying
and
with
he will not. Here, let me make my first prediction. He will not stay with the organization. Pete Carroll is not a sit around and let other people do things.
That's what I said.
All right. But I know he's 70.
72.
Yeah.
Is he 72?
He's the oldest. Yes.
Yeah. Belichick is 71. Yeah. He's 72.
Wow. Okay, so he's the oldest coach in the league, but he's the youngest 72 I've ever
seen.
No
question.
Yep.
If I'm the Chargers, I hire him today. Today. Think about it. They're competing.
Instant credibility.
They're competing for clicks. Yep. In Los Angeles, they have no traction. The Chargers have no fans. The people in San Diego, Slee, you hate them because they moved. The people in L.A. are either Rams or Raider fans.
And Pete is beloved in Los Angeles.
And not only is he beloved, Mace, remember all the stuff he did with a better L.A., cleaned up the games.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, like, I'm friends with a lot of people that work in the PR department over there. You wait and see how many reporters show up to practice if Pete Carroll is your coach.
I said virtually the same thing. My first choice would be Vrabel, but Pete Carroll right behind him because
I'd give Pete a 3-year deal because of his age and tell him, come run the
keys. Let it rip. Here are the keys.
Yeah, and let's do it. And by the way, we'd be having Pete. Like,
of course you would.
Mason hasn't had a Charger guest on in 5 years.
No, that's because you have conspired against me.
with good reason.
Well, I mean, I'm not a Chargers fan.
Correct. Right. Which you say
and there aren't that many
and a lot.
But
fans
I'm a big Pete
there.
Fan.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
Pete Carroll's on every talk show.
Pete transcends the team that he's coached.
He's great on the radio, great on television, great credibility.
And his connection to LA.
He's instantly the face of the franchise.
Yep.
Right.
Instantly.
And he'd be, you know, their defense has been the problem. I mean, offensively, they're actually pretty good. They got Kellen Moore running the offense. Pete comes in, takes over the defense. I do it today. I do not let him go to another team.
Let's say, and not that the Chargers are going to have this wealth of possibilities, Harbaugh or Carroll.
Well, yeah, if Harbaugh wants to come, you take Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Take Harbaugh.
Yeah, he's the best option.
Harbaugh's going Raiders or Chargers.
Yeah,
Feels like it.
I have a weird feeling Harbaugh's going to the Raiders.
I think, too. I think I have a hunch it's the Raiders.
He hired
Don Yee, who is Tom Brady's agent. Brady, who's a Michigan guy. And Brady also owns, I think it's 5% of the Raiders
Something like that.
And I think it's all set up. Harbaugh's perfect because everyone hates him and everyone hates the Raiders. And so he fits the – if we're casting a movie, isn't he perfect?
No, he's an outlaw. And it's a team that the brand is really outlaw. So I think it makes a lot of sense from that perspective.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday, not much. What's the better job?
The Chargers
because of Herbert.
The Chargers is the best open job because of the quarterback.
Let me make the case that
well, and they have a bunch of other good players too.
They do.
But think about
although
this
they're
too.
$60 million over the cap. And
but
some
but,
of those guys
but they're gonna
go.
They're gonna cut bait on Derwin James. They're gonna cut bait on Khalil Mack. I think they keep Bosa.
They are where the Rams were after last
except
season.
Except they're not.
And the Rams fixed it in 3 months.
Right. Except they're not the Rams. But when I say that, what's the better job? We don't have to look at it of just this upcoming season. So let me just use as an example here. Mm-hmm. If the Raiders are good, that's a brand. That's a real, real brand.
Sure.
If Harbaugh goes to Vegas and he turns around the Raiders, if Harbaugh comes to L.A. and turns around the Chargers, okay, I'm not telling you that there's not going to be more interest in the Chargers than there is today, and Harbaugh is a fantastic name. If Harbaugh turns around the Raiders, that's one of the elite brands out there that has been down for so long. I don't know. When we say what's the better job, I know – Justin Herbert is the quarterback for the Chargers, but turning around the Raiders.
Let me change the terms of the question. What team gives you a better chance to win?
Short term, the Chargers for sure.
I think wherever he goes, he's going to find a way to win because look at his track record.
The hardest thing to do in the NFL is to find a great quarterback, and the Chargers already have one. Here's that's the, why it's the
and
best
the Raiders
job.
Do not.
What,
the Raiders
does do it not. Come down to this? You can talk about quarterbacks incredibly important. Both the Raiders and the Chargers have ownership that is at best mediocre and probably below not mediocre.
Spanos is the worst.
Okay. Spanos is the worst. And Mark Davis, he's going to be paying four coaches by the time this thing is done. Right, but they're going through him in a hurry.
One thing I hear about is that the Spanos's, so you probably know more about this than me, but I hear the Spanos's micromanage. Mark Davis doesn't.
No.
Mark Davis just sits in his suite and drinks.
White jumpsuit, you know? And a He-Man haircut.
More than one Spanos, is it the Spani?
Spani.
It is Spani.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's like cactus. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Wayne Gretzky was traded to Los Angeles August 9th, 1988.
88. Yeah, I was still in Texas.
So you were still in Texas?
I would say I was not here.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why. I just feel like I've been here forever.
Maybe it's like a record breaker or something.
I know why you think you were here for Gretzky, because you and Rick Schwartz,
yes,
jumped on the bandwagon very early.
Yes, we did.
That was when you were doing Too Much Show.
Yep.
And you guys kind of became the Kings show before anybody else did, and the Kings played into it.
Yeah, the Kings loved it.
The you guys were at every game.
Yeah,
and I think that's what you're remembering. First year the Kings ever went to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
When Gretzky took them,
because like we were there that year.
You guys got in on the ground.
Against Montreal.
The year that McSorley had the
curve stick.
The curve stick.
93. That's what you're thinking.
So that's when we were doing it.
Can you guys remember? I don't. For me, it was this. When he came here, there was, I can't remember another incident where somebody just showed up and made something that was completely non-mainstream the thing you had to be a part of.
Kind of messy.
To your point.
Kind of messy.
Messi, the soccer player?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
No, here.
No, are you talking about in Los Angeles? Yeah. You're talking about in America.
Well, no, here in L.A. Okay. Or even in – Messi had a moment for sure where when he comes to Miami, everybody wanted to see him. But it didn't become like, okay, that's a team that has an identity in town for people that didn't even know they were there before. The Kings have always had fans, but it went from, I want to go to see a Wayne Gretzky play.
It became the place to be.
Yes.
Yeah, he was probably first. I mean, you could say the Lakers from 73 until Magic got here in 79 weren't selling out. They had Kareem, who was kind of grumpy, didn't do a lot of, you know, welcome. Then they get Magic, and the thing takes off like a rocket. Mm-hmm. But the Lakers were already established.
Yeah.
The Kings, they had that one team with Marcel Dion and Dave Taylor.
The Miracle on Manchester.
I was there.
No, you weren't.
I swear to God.
Really?
And listen to this. My college roommate.
This is great. I'm so excited.
Okay, shout out to my college roommate, Dave Habis, who's up in San Francisco. He says to me, I've never been to a hockey game. I go, the Kings are in the playoffs. Let's go, because if you don't go now, they're not going to play again for 6 months. Let's just go bum tickets. So we go and buy tickets from a scalper, and we're in the top deck. And the Oilers go up 5-0. And everybody below leaves, so we just keep moving down. And with 10 minutes to go in the game, it's still 5-0. We're in the fourth row. Jamie Farr from Toledo.
The Jamie Farr.
He wasn't Radar.
Klinger.
Klinger.
Yeah. Is sitting in the seat in front of me. And my roommate's next to me. And we got these great seats. And the game is a blowout. But 10 minutes left, it's 5-1. Kings score a goal. And a few minutes later, it's 5-2. Gets inside like 5 minutes. And they score again. So it's 5-3. And we're thinking, this is kind of cool. We get to see a lot of goals. We're in the fourth row. We didn't pay anything. With 20 seconds left, the Kings have pulled the goalie, and they score. And it's like 5-4. And we're like, well, there's only 20 seconds left. 5 seconds left, they score again.
Oh, my God.
So it's 5-5. We're going overtime. And we're on the side where Darrell Evans hits that shot, and it goes in the back of the net. And people are coming in from the parking lot.
Trying to,
you know,
come
like
back.
They left, and they're coming back in. And I look over, and Dave, my roommate, is hugging Jamie Farr, who he's never met. He goes, "This is the greatest thing I've ever seen."
Yeah,
yeah. It was. There's a million people that'll tell you they were there.
Yeah.
I actually was.
Yeah.
It
by the way, the great thing about Jamie Farr is because he comes from Toledo, I only have the second biggest nose.
Here's the thing: I didn't know Jamie Farr was from Toledo.
Yeah,
but the second you started the sentence, I'm like, this ends with a nose joke.
It does. And by the way, we talked about the Toledo Mud Hens on MASH, where I used to work.
Yeah.
He talks about this place called Tony Paco's Pickles and Peppers. He has them shipped in. We used to go there. It's a Hungarian restaurant. It was great. So he really put Toledo on the map, MASH.
How many people were there?
Get out of the way if he blows his nose.
It was close to sold. It was close to sold out in the beginning, but with 10 minutes left, it was half empty. Everybody had gone home.
That's so cool.
And they just kept scoring, and then they pulled off the comeback. But what's interesting about what you said, Trav, about how the Kings kind of became the place to be.
Sure.
Part of that was that Bruce McNall, the owner, was almost too good to be true.
Yeah. He turns out he was.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. He was an emperor with no clothes.
Right.
But
he had a lot of rare coins, John.
Yeah. Yes. But he would talk to anybody. He used to go on your show, Mace, like whenever he'd answer his own phone.
Yeah, no, you'd call Bruce McDonald. He'd talk.
I used to book him to come on with Rome.
Yeah.
And we used to call him.
He was a great guest.
Rome, by the way, this, Trav, you were there when this happened. I'm convinced that Wayne Gretzky's relationship with Jim Rome put Rome on the map.
It was a big part of it.
Because for whatever reason, Wayne was a listener to the Jungle and would come on whenever Jim asked him.
Yes.
And Jim played it just right. He didn't use him too much. You guys brought him on more than anyone else. And Wayne wasn't doing a lot of media back then.
I believe it was the Western Conference Finals when they were playing the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Right.
And Gretzky either had a hat trick, a couple of goals or something
like
that.
In Game 7, he locked it up.
In Game 7. And he's doing his post-game interview. I think it was with Fred Rogan.
Yeah, and he mentioned Rome.
And he said something like, well, I had that jungle karma thanks to my friend Jim Rome. And he said it immediately after the game. And it was like, and I was not working there at the time.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing it going, oh, my gosh.
That's
how I might have gotten introduced to the show.
Right.
So my first assignment at KCAL. When I get there in like 1995, Kings Media Day. And they say, okay, be there at 10 o'clock. The players will be on the ice at 10:30. So I get there at like 9 o'clock. It's me and Jim Hill. Jim's early to everything. And so we get the camera all set up, and the players start to take the ice. And we're all set up in like a row so they can just kind of go down like an award show.
Sure.
And Gretzky skates right up to me, takes off his gloves, sticks out his hand, and goes, "Hi, I'm Wayne." And I go, "Yeah, I know." I mean, was
that Wayne?
Yeah, he was like the
Wayne.
He was like one of the world's most humble superstars.
What's your full name, Wayne?
Did you hear the story he told recently about how he was someplace and some guy tried to tell him that he was just screwing around. Wayne was like at a broadcast where he was broadcasting from, and he came up and he picked up a stick and he was just goofing around, and some guy walks up to him and goes, "You know, you're holding that stick wrong." Wayne goes,
"Oh, really?
Really?"
Well, yeah, this was recently, right?
Yeah, this is this
year.
He was
like at a carnival or something.
Right, and guys, you're holding the stick wrong.
So
guys,
with him, too, remember when they used to do the shark shootout up at Sherwood?
Yeah, he lived up there.
And he lived up there, and this was when his daughter Paulina first started dating Dustin Johnson or whatever.
Right.
There's early on in their relationship.
Yeah, now they're like, they have two kids.
Right, and so I'm watching the golf. I'm walking along, and here comes DJ's group, and this person kind of sidles up next to me and asks me a question about, has Dennis Johnson's group come through
Dustin
yet?
Dustin
Johnson's group come through yet? And I said, no, I think they're next. And he goes, okay, cool. And I just kind of did one of these. And I look again at Wayne Gretzky. Mm. And because he's not LeBron James, right? Like,
right.
He's not 6'10".
Right.
He's a regular sized guy.
Blends right
got a
in.
Golf hat pulled down low. And he's like, "Has they come through yet?" And I looked at it. And it's like, oh my God, that's the greatest hockey player in the history of the world, 6 inches from him.
Okay, I know we're running over, but I got one quick story like that I love to tell. So I used to work with this guy named Seth Shore. He was our financial guy at KCAL KCBS. Great guy. Huge soccer fan. So one year he goes to the Women's World Cup in South Korea. Okay, he's like in Seoul someplace.
By the way, I would like to point out, I've never heard this story.
Oh,
I think you have. But
maybe I'll get it at the punchline. Okay.
But so he's and he just went over there to watch the World Cup. So he gets over there and he checks into his hotel and he picks up his brochure and says, "There's this free shuttle that'll take you to all the stadiums. So you don't have to worry about, you know, getting a taxi or taking a bus or anything. It's the World Cup shuttle." So he says, "Oh, there's a stop like a block from here, and it'll take me to the stadium, which is like 45 minutes away." So he goes and he's sitting on the bench and he looks to his right, waiting for the shuttle. And it's Phil Anschutz, like one of the richest men in the world. And he looks over at him and he goes, "Mr. Anschutz?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, You're waiting for the shuttle? He goes, isn't it great? It takes you anywhere to any of these stadiums, any place. And I've told that story to my friends who work at AEG, and they say, that's Phil. You would never know that he's a rich guy. Like, Mace, you've told the story all the time about how Warren Buffett talks about how he never buys new shoes. He gets his old shoes resold.
He
keeps cars till they have 120,000 miles on them.
Buys late model used cars, Warren
and
Buffett.
Apparently, Phil Anschutz is like a normal guy who happens to be worth $50 billion.
Everybody would know I'd be a rich guy. That's all I'm saying.
I would not sneak up on anybody. We're not sitting on the bench.
Damn right. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Pepe.
Man, do we have a lot of stuff today.
There's so much going on.
There is no way we will get to all of it. Yes. And the good news is we have 3 hours.
Yes, we got 3 hours. Got a full show today.
Where do you want to start? There's so many different directions.
Well, I think we should start with the good news, right? Lakers looked really good last night.
And there's a little bit of controversy surrounding the Lakers.
Yes, there is.
And one of the all-time great epic rants after the game by Darko Rajakovic, the head coach of the Toronto Raptors.
Where is he from?
Serbia.
Serbia, okay.
First year, replaced Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse is now coaching in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And Darko came with a reputation of being internationally a really good, solid coach. And his team showed it last night. They played great. Lakers won by 1 point.
Yeah, they've been really good since the Ohnobi trade.
And so in the fourth quarter, the Lakers kept going to the free throw line.
25 times?
23.
Oh, 23. Sorry. Seemed like 25.
Well, there were 25 total free throws. But way it broke down was 23 for the Lakers and 2 for Toronto.
Now, that's a bit of a disparity.
So right after this game ended, and this guy went on this rant, which we're going to play for you in a second, everybody, I started getting messages. Oh, Mason and Ireland are going to kill Darko tomorrow. I can't believe Darko lost it like that, blah, blah, blah. First, let's hear the rant. This is Darko Rajakovic, the head coach of the Raptors, and rarely will you hear a guy go off like this without cussing. But he doesn't. He never cusses. This runs 1:05, and it is near perfect. Here it is.
That's outrageous. What happened tonight, this is completely BS. This is shame. Shame for the referees, shame for the league to allow this. 23 free throws for them, and we get 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. Like, how to play the game. I understand respect for all stars and all that, but we have star players on our team as well. How's possible that Scottie Barnes, who is all-star caliber player in this league, he goes every single time to the rim with force, trying to get to the rim without flopping and not trying to get foul calls. He gets 2 free throws for the whole game. How's that possible? How are you going to explain that to me? They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win. But that was not fair tonight. And this is not happening first time for us. Scottie Barnes is going to be all-star. He's going to be the face of this league. And what's happening over here during whole season, I've been holding you back, it's a complete crap.
How great is that?
It's a complete crap
rant.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So to those of you who reached out to me and said, oh, yeah, you guys are going to kill Darko. I love Darko.
Yeah, no, I'm all in favor of epic tirades.
Yeah, we're sports radio hosts. When guys do stuff like that, we get tons of content out of it. And let me say this. It's a little bit brilliant. You know, this guy had lunch with Phil Jackson earlier in the week.
He's coaching the officials.
And what Phil was brilliant at is coaching to the – he was talking to the officials through the media.
Right. He would sensitize the officials to the idea that, hey, you're not calling enough in our favor.
Right. And are you telling me after that rant –
he's going to get some calls.
That every time Scotty Barnes goes to the rim for the next month, those refs are going to be thinking about it.
Yeah.
And every time those refs go into the locker room, they're going to pick up the stat sheet and they're going to look at how many free throws the Raptors have shot compared to how many teams. This guy gets it.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. I'm very happy the Lakers won the game.
He'll pay a fine, and who cares?
Well, the only thing that I wouldn't fine him, but I wouldn't. I never.
They will. They fine everybody who talks about the officials.
Well, and the one part of that rant that's going to get him, if he just didn't do this one 10-second
really?
Part.
There's one 10-second part that got him?
When he said, if you want him to win the game, just tell us don't show up and give him the win. Insinuating that the game could
was
be
cooked.
Fixed. Yeah, is what'll get him in trouble. But all the other stuff, accurate points. Scotty Barnes did shoot two free throws.
Yeah.
He did go to the rim a lot.
He went to the rim a lot.
Now, let's address the actual controversy itself. The reason the Lakers have led the league in free throws attempted last year, and they lead it again this year.
Okay.
And it's because
they have LeBron James and
LeBron
they have Anthony
and AD
Davis.
Go to the rim a lot, and they don't shoot a lot of threes.
Right.
Okay. If you go to the basket and you don't shoot a lot of threes, you're going to shoot more free throws than the other team.
But they're also superstars, and there is such a thing as superstar calls. I mean, these are two of the 10 best players in the league right now, and those guys do get favorable calls.
Right, and what Darko said about Scotty Barnes, I completely agree with. Some people are getting on him saying,
Scotty Barnes,
not going to be the face of the league. He's 22 years old.
Yeah, he's a great player.
And he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He very well could be the face of the league. I don't think Darko necessarily was out of bounds with that. But this is... a byproduct of that the Laker players don't shoot threes, they go to the basket. Also, the reason the fourth quarter was so lopsided, 23-12, at least 10 of those free throws were in the final minute and a half.
Right.
Toronto. So it was more like 13-2, which is still a pretty big disparity.
Oh, that's a serious disparity.
Yeah, and so I thought Darko had a point. I thought he made it. I thought the way he executed it was brilliant, and I'm glad the Lakers won the game.
Here's what I don't understand. And we'll get to the content of the game coming up, too. But here's what I don't understand. Why is it, if a call is a call, and it's the same at every address, every arena in America, why is it that the home team always gets more calls than the road team? If they're calling it straight up, why is there a home court advantage when it comes to the officials?
Because the refs are human, but...
You think they're influenced by the crowd and the circus atmosphere, all that stuff?
But you would be surprised how little of an issue this is. I think the last time I looked it up, it was 51-49
for
the home team.
Yeah,
it was very close.
So it's
but
slim.
But refs are human. They don't want to be killed.
Right.
Like last night at the end of the game, there was a play where Emmanuel quickly took the ball to the rim, and he took his elbow and hit Cam Reddish in the nose. But Cam Reddish was in his way.
Yeah.
You know,
and by the way, they called that a flagrant. That was not a flagrant. I mean, he was just normal.
Right. Anytime, the reason they call it a flagrant is anytime there's contact above the neck,
right?
They are trying to make a point.
Even if it wasn't deliberate, because I don't believe that was
a basketball
deliberate.
Move.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But that call could have gone either way.
The beauty of it, John, it took 10 minutes.
Of course
that's
it did.
The beauty of it. It took 10 minutes to figure out whether that was a flagrant or not a flagrant.
And then the other call that, if I'm a Toronto fan, I would have had an issue with was at the end of the game when the Lakers were up 3, R.J. Barrett got called for a moving screen.
Right.
And then Barnes hit a three would have tied the game, and they wiped it off.
Yep. Now, that call, I think, was the right call.
It is, but here's my issue with it. When Michael's here tomorrow, we can bring this up again. When Michael played, they never called that.
Right.
Everybody moved
off the ball.
Yeah, everybody moved a little on the screens, so they never called it. This year, they called it at least 3-4 times a game.
Yeah.
In that scenario, 3-point game, tying shot in the air,
go?
I would have let go. Yeah, but...
But it was the right call.
They do call it, yeah. Yeah, by the letter of the law, it was the right call. And the Lakers found a way to win the game. I actually thought with about 6 minutes to go when the Raptors went up by six that the game was slipping away.
It was an excellent game.
And
back and forth. How many lead changes were in that game? That was amazing.
Tons.
Back and forth and back and forth.
By the way, this may be one of my greatest predictions ever, Greg. I don't even know if you can find it.
Mm.
On Anthony Davis's second basket of the game, it's like 2 minutes into the game, I said to Michael on the air, Michael, I'm calling my shot right now. Anthony Davis is scoring 40 points tonight. They don't have
Did you really say that?
I did.
So it would probably be about 740, 742, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well, no, because it's the second basket of the game.
Yeah. The game
started at 7:37.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's about right. Yeah.
It tipped at 7:40, but it's early. It's in the first 2-3 minutes of the first quarter. And I say Anthony Davis is scoring 40 points tonight. They don't have enough size on the floor.
Right.
And he's just going to camp out there. So 19 points in the first half. My prediction's looking great. Third quarter, zero.
Disappeared.
He took two shots.
Second and third quarter just had a gigantic first, had a gigantic fourth, nothing in the middle.
Right. And so I thought, well, I'm going to look like an idiot. He's not scoring 40 points tonight. And then in the fourth quarter, he just goes off.
Well, he went to the free throw line 11 times?
Oh, more than that. I think he finished like 13 or 14 or something.
But I mean, in that fourth quarter, I think he found it? 11 times. Okay,
right.
We got it.
All right. So here's what I said early in the game.
Here's Anthony Davis, right side to LeBron. LeBron one-on-one against Barnes. Bounce pass to Davis. Lays it up in and a foul. And I'm calling it right now, Michael. A minute and 10 seconds in. Anthony Davis is having a 40-point game tonight.
Oh, wow. You're going to go for 40.
Boy. 40.
And
wow,
yeah,
he went for 40.
I wish I could bet Mythical Money in the NBA, but I can't.
Well, you would never bet on 40.
Yeah. That would have been.
That's an amazing bet.
He had 41.
Yeah. All right, so we'll get to. Let me see. What? I'm going to put some Mythical Money on the table. Laura's got Mythical Money, right?
Yeah.
Does he have 100K?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So I want to put $100,000 Mythical dollars on the table for a prediction that I'm going to call the Triple Crown. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. What have you been told over and over again? If you get into an accident, you call your insurance. But imagine when you call the insurance company, you say, yeah, I feel okay. Then a few days later, you start feeling bad. By doing that, you probably cost yourself thousands upon thousands of dollars in compensation. Instead of trying to handle all this stuff yourself, by the way, you're not qualified. You want a pro. Next time you're in an accident, immediately call my friend Jacob Imrani. Now, nobody plans on being in an accident. Hopefully, it'll never happen. But if it does, you got to call Jacob. He will talk to the insurance company on your behalf so you will not innocently say the wrong thing that'll ruin your case. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And so we got into a debate last night. Is it supposed to be bold-faced lie or bald-faced lie?
Bold? It's bald, isn't it?
Is it bald? Bald doesn't sound right. Bold sounds right.
I don't know the answer to that question. Did you try and Google it?
No, I thought I'd save it for the show.
Here it is. A bald-faced lie is one that is obvious, unambiguous, and readily apparent.
It's bald.
Yeah.
It's not bold.
Bald.
Oh, I hear a lot of people say bold-faced.
Don't say bold-faced when you mean bald-faced.
There you go.
There it is.
Google is always
right.
So
you learn something new in this show every day.
Yep. We're here as teachers. All right. Mythical Money, whenever we do Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. So here's the premise. I want to take $100,000 mythical dollars.
Okay.
And one of us can win it if we successfully pick the Triple Crown. Okay, so here it is. Pick the Super Bowl champion.
Okay.
The NBA champion and the MLB champion.
Okay.
For $100,000 mythical dollars if you can get all three. And we'll have to record these, Bergman, as they go along.
Nothing gets recorded here.
No, well, no, you do it.
Something would have to work,
yeah.
You know, in order for that to happen.
So, Super Bowl champion, NBA titleist, and World Series champion. Who wants to go? I'll go first since I've already put some thought into it.
Yeah, you're putting us on the spot.
I think the Ravens are hands down the best team in the NFL. I'm going to take the Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
No surprise. I believe that the Denver Nuggets will repeat as NBA champions. I like Denver to win the NBA title this year. And how can I pick against the billion-dollar Dodgers? I'm going Dodgers for the World Series.
Okay. I agree with you about Baltimore. I think they're going to win the whole thing. Baseball, everything indicates that the team with the largest payroll
doesn't win
the World Series. But I don't know who else I would pick. Because I want to root for them all.
I'll take the
Dodgers.
And NBA, this is interesting for you.
No, it's not.
Oh, you can't do that.
Of course I
am. You can't do that.
I don't want to get fired.
Oh, you have no choice?
Yeah. I don't want to get fired.
I don't want to get fired.
Do you not think the Lakers would fire me if I picked someone other than them?
Really?
I do. Yeah, Mace.
If you pick somebody other than the Lakers, they would fire you?
Yes.
They're currently the 10 seed.
Yeah, they're the 10 seed.
Give me the Lakers.
Oh, God.
All right, you don't get $100,000. But
no, if he gets that, he could, gets $100,000.
It's completely possible.
But you sailed.
All right, I will do it too. I don't agree with you with Baltimore.
Okay.
Despite the fact that they beat San Francisco earlier in the year,
you
I
like
think
the
San
Niners.
Francisco is going to be very, very good. I think
that's not a bad pick.
Niners.
The Niners are winning the Super Bowl. I am also going to go with Denver, and then I'm also going to go with the Dodgers.
Okay, Denver and the Dodgers.
Okay.
John
so
has
San Francisco,
Lakers.
Denver, Dodgers.
Okay.
Brian, what are you doing?
I'm with Mace on this one. I'm going Ravens.
Yeah.
I think they're the best
three
team.
Three of us on the Ravens.
I'm actually going to go with the Bucks. I think Dame and Giannis going to get
totally
it done.
Good call.
Okay.
Yep.
Bucks in the East, and then can't go Dodgers. First
Dodgers, year. Yeah. Billion-dollar
all right,
Dodgers.
All right, come Laura, last but not least, who are you going with?
Totally on the spot here, Mace. Gonna go Dodgers for MLB.
Got it.
I'm gonna go. I don't want to say that team. So I'm gonna go.
Say the right team. The one you think will win.
So you think the Celtics are gonna win it, but you don't want to pick them.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go Denver.
Okay.
Oh, Denver's the cop out.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I'm with you, Laura. I can't pick the Celtics, no matter what.
John, they would usher him out of the building.
Yes.
Literally, if you pick the Celtics, they would say
Laker fans would usher me out.
They would deactivate my credential.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't be able to get in over there.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't.
Okay, Laura. Super Bowl.
Okay, and Super Bowl. Oh, this one's tough.
Pick one.
Just pick somebody.
Ravens. Okay.
Ravens.
That's the same as Mace's then, huh?
Yeah, that's the same as me.
Well, you each get 100.
We each get 100.
You each got 50.
Yeah.
Split it.
No. No, you each get
why, 100. Why do they get penalized for being
team
right?
Ride. You pull those three teams out of your ass, get $100,000.
I mean, is it really going that far out on a limb? You're taking one of the two favorites.
You guys realize how hard it is to hit a three-team parlay?
Yeah,
and this is like for the – this is hard. Nobody,
I don't think
–
I think the basketball one is hard. I think it's
– nobody's going to get
two favorites in football, and the Dodgers are by far and away the favorite.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think the Dodgers are going to win. I think that their chances of winning are like 19%, which are higher than everybody else's.
Is that what it is, 19%?
But that means there's an 81% chance they don't win.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Baseball, you know how it goes.
It's always a crapshoot.
It's a crapshoot. All right, I thought that'd be interesting. So,
did it work? Were you happy with it?
I'm pleased.
Okay.
I'm pleased.
Okay.
That's what matters.
Reminder.
Yeah.
Monday,
Mason and I are live at Ralph's in Redondo Beach.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a BBGO event. You see BBGO logos all over the Laker jerseys. We love BBGO, and so we agreed to do, you guys know I hate remotes.
Yes.
But since this is BBGO, and since they're bringing the food truck, I'm in. And Monday, 1 o'clock, we're going to be at Ralph's in Redondo Beach, and you have a chance to win courtside seats to a Laker game. Now, the way you win these is you go to any Ralph's, and you spend $10. Take a picture of your receipt and send it to this web address. Lakers.com/BBGOSweeps. That's it. $10. And you're entered. And once you're entered, you can win the courtside seats. You can win Lakers swag. You can win more BBGO stuff. That's it. Next Monday, Mason and I, live 1 o'clock, Ralph's in Redondo Beach. You know, you can enter the contest from there if you want. But you don't have to. You can go to a Ralph's that's closer to you. Buy $10 worth of BBGO and send it again one more time at that web address, Lakers.com/BBGOSweeps. So this Monday, 5 days from now, you and I are
I'm excited. And we're going to have the bag off, right? We're both going to be bagging groceries at some point. I'm going to help any little old lady who is at the Ralph's. I will help them to their car with their groceries. If you're a big old lady, you don't need my help. It's just little old ladies.
Why are
you
being a chauvinist? Well, you won't help a man?
If you're a little old man, I will help you. If you're a big old man, I won't help. It's just little. The emphasis is on little.
Okay. Coming up is Wheel of Questions.
Yeah.
It's my wheel today. And you guys remember yesterday Mason gave me $100 and dared me to go on Instagram Live?
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting the $100 back up to anyone who can answer the Wheel of Questions. I put all stuff on there that requires an answer.
So
Brian knows the answers, so it's $100 for either Laura, Greg, or Mace can win $100 next.
Excellent.
I got this.
We will do that
coming
up.
I'm making $100 right now.
And let me remind you that I'm working with the L.A. Department of Mental Health. Life is a journey of highs and lows, and the L.A. County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. They're caring. They are caring. With all kinds of offers for help, and they provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. If you need help, reach out to the 24/7 hotline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Together, let's share a brighter tomorrow, hope, recovery, and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay. All right. Greg, Laura, Mace, I need you to close, each one of you, close your computer and turn your phone down. Because once I answer this question, someone's going to text you the answer.
Okay.
A 2 minute delay.
Okay.
Not really.
All right. Now, first of all, you guys, I'm counting on, Brian knows who this is, so.
So this isn't hypothetical. There's an actual answer to this.
There's not only an actual answer, I'm holding in my hand the $100 bill that Steve Mason gave me yesterday for going on Instagram Live. If Laura, Greg, or Mace correctly identify this person I'm looking for, they get the $100.
Do we have to do it in one guess, or can we?
Name is your buzzer?
No. None of that is true. Now, here's the way it's going to work.
Okay.
There is, first of all, you have to tell me if you know, if you've heard this story.
Okay.
There is an athlete in Los Angeles, you all know his name, that sings in an a cappella group. Do you know, have you heard this story? An a cappella singer.
Be honest.
In Los Angeles.
I have.
Okay, so now it's down to you two. Now it's down to Greg
Damn,
and Laura.
I want that $100. I should have faked it.
All right, Greg and Laura.
I have not heard the story.
This is the way it's going to work.
Have you heard the story, Laura?
No, I really haven't.
Okay, so it's up to you. It's down to you two.
Okay.
All right. This person, I'm going to give you a couple of hints.
50-50?
Well, you got to get it. When do you have to get it? I'm going to give you a couple of hints. This person is a professional athlete in Los Angeles. You have both heard his name. And he's young. He's in his 20s.
His 20s. Okay.
Okay.
That cuts it down.
He not only can sing, he can sing really well. This is him with his a cappella group singing Billie Jean. Listen to this. She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she crossed the scene. And every letter with lines I dreamed of me. The water would be the dance on the floor and the ground. And people always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do. Cause a lot of the truth, babe. Billie Jean is not my love. Okay. Okay. So, Greg and Laura, I'm going to let you each, and I'll let you each hear the other one's question. Ask one yes or no question to me to try and get this answer. Greg, one yes or no question before you give your answer.
Okay, so he is in his 20s. He
professional athlete in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And you've heard his name.
And I've heard his name.
Yeah.
Is he on the Lakers?
No. Laura, you now get one yes or no question.
Is he a LA Rams player?
Yes. Okay. So now you each get a guess. He is a LA Rams player in his 20s, and you have heard his name. Greg, what's your guess?
All right. So I'm guessing it's probably one close to or not one of the rookies. Let's go with is it Kyron Williams or Bryce Young? I'm going to go not Bryce Young.
Don't say Bryce Young.
No, he's
that would be incorrect.
Yeah. That would be incorrect. No, it's I'll say Kyron Williams. That's not who I'm even thinking of, but I'm going to say Kyron Williams.
Good guess, not correct. Laura, you get the last shot. A young professional LA Rams player, and you know his name, was just singing. Who is it?
Is it Avila?
That's a good guess. Steve Avila, yeah.
No. Oh. I couldn't believe this when I heard it. It's Kobe Turner.
Wow.
Rookie defensive tackle, was 6.5 sacks this year.
That was exactly who I was trying to think of, but who am I thinking of? Young.
Byron Young.
You're thinking of Byron Young.
Another rookie.
Yes, I was thinking of Byron Young.
Yeah.
So Kobe Turner plays next to Aaron Donald. He had a monster rookie season.
Yeah.
And apparently, that was when he was at Richmond, when he was in college. But apparently, he's still in an a cappella group.
Is he really?
Still sings and can not only sing like that, but he does opera. Too.
Get out of here. Wow.
Yeah, we got to get him on at some point.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. It's after not going to happen in the playoffs.
After we beat the Lions.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, those a cappella groups are fascinating to watch.
I like
the person that goes
well, Pitch Perfect.
The beatbox.
Three Pitch Perfect movies kind of put the a cappella stuff on the map.
Absolutely did. Yeah. By the way, best version of Billie Jean ever made. Aside from Michael Jackson.
Right. Best cover. Haven't heard one.
Chris Cornell.
Really?
Chris Cornell. Who the late great Chris Cornell, who I really regret I didn't go see at the Disney Concert Hall. It was like 2 months before he passed away. But he does an unbelievable version of Billie Jean. All right, so
good try,
Byron Young. Yeah, that was a great call. Know your Rams. So it was last night.
Can I still have the $100.
I'll come up with another way for you guys to win next week.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's put some money on the table when we do our mythical.
Yeah,
let's put real money on the mythical wheel of questions.
This would have been real money.
Yeah, real money. Yeah. All right, so last night, a guy named Fidel Olmos, who's 34 years
this
old.
This is a great story.
From Redlands, made the MGM Big Shot Jackpot half court shot, won $100,000.
First guy to hit it this year. And we had him in the third chair. We brought him up and he hung out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I got a question about that third chair because I was listening to it on my way home.
Okay. So what's your question?
At what point do you, because you kept, there was a lot of things going on while you were talking to him and he was really busy. How do you know when or not to let him go? Does he know just to let it to leave or do you have to let him go? Like what's the protocol with all
that? If they would have brought him to us on the clock 5 minutes later, we wouldn't have done it because the game was too close. They brought him to us with 8-9 minutes to go in the fourth, and I knew there was an automatic timeout coming at the 6-minute mark.
Right.
And so that's how long we kept him. And if you noticed, we kept doing the game.
Oh, no, you did.
And then when the action stopped is when we would ask him questions.
Right. And then
he was a great guy.
He was good. And Michael Kitch just kept saying, well, if they could shoot like you.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's, by the way, here's a little taste of Dave McMenamin. Actually got a chance to talk to him. We don't have the broadcast interview, but here's a little bit of Dave McMenamin with the Fidel Almost last night.
How many half court shots have you taken or made in your life prior to this moment?
At the basketball gym, I would say maybe two. I was just messing around by myself. This is probably the most pressure one I felt, for sure.
When did you find out it was going to happen that you were going to be the guy to shoot it tonight?
Literally as soon as I walked into the Staples Center, a guy in a suit asked me if I wanted to shoot a half-court shot, and I almost didn't believe him, but then I saw he was wearing a suit, so I said, yeah, let's do it.
So apparently if you wear a suit, you can right. ask people to do anything.
But is that how they pick a guy? Is they just say...
totally random.
You.
Yeah.
You want to shoot the half-court shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And MGM, who's the sponsor of that and always has been, actually wants the guy to win. You know, it's a promotion that they, you know, they get more bang for their buck if somebody hits it. And now if the next guy hits tomorrow night, he only gets five.
Right. So it builds up over, $5,000 a night?
Yeah. Yeah. Until you get to 100. And then, and so he buried it. I said, what are you going to do with the money? He said, I have no idea. My wife's back there on the phone. I think she's on Amazon spending it already. He was a great guy.
So really. If they put you at half court and said, make one, what's your strategy?
Well, most people are short.
Correct.
All right. So what I'm doing is I'm aiming for the box that's above the rim,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to try and bank it in off the box.
But you're going to shoot it like a regular
shot? I would, yeah.
Okay.
If you're not used to playing basketball, there's nothing wrong with a baseball pass.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like you're throwing in from the outfield.
Because when I see people do the set shot,
it almost always
winds up short. Brian, what strategy would you have?
Are you allowed to like hop step? Kind of.
As long as your feet leave behind the line, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'd probably do like a hop step off of one foot, like an actual basketball shot.
Basketball shot off of one foot. Right. I can picture that.
Like a couple step momentum, so you got a little bit of momentum, and then aim for the same thing.
That's good.
Aim for the glass.
That's good
Bank
strategy.
That baby in.
Laura, any chance for you?
Now, Laura, if you shot a regular basketball shot, could you get it to the rim?
Yes.
Okay, so then that's probably what you should do. Most people don't get it to the rim shooting with a normal basketball shot.
I can do that, but I was telling Mace, there's no way, I can probably get a half-court shot. Like, I'm going to try my best, and my strategy is I'm going to look decently well, and the other one.
Yeah, I think probably the guy in the suit who picks the guy probably chooses somebody who looks like they might be able to make it.
Right.
They never put somebody out there who would have no chance.
And some years we've had three or four people make it. And other years, we've only had one. And
yeah.
So that was one, and we
the
still got a lot of home games left.
The place always erupts like crazy
when
somebody drops
it. Well,
and
so does the Laker bench.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody
yeah.
gets into it. So, yeah, yeah, it was fun.
Cool. That
yeah.
was cool. So Sam Amick, who's a great writer for
Sam last night.
The Athletic. There's been so much talk about the report from Shams Charania and Jovan Buha about multiple sources, six unnamed sources, blah, 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 discord in the locker room, that kind of thing. So Sam Amick has spent a couple of days. He says, after spending 3 days in town, which included three consecutive games at the building formerly known as Staples, I firmly believe Darvin Ham isn't going anywhere anytime soon. The results matter, of course, so it certainly helps that his embattled squad beat the intra-city rival Clippers and the Toronto Raptors after losing 13 of their previous 15. But beyond that, two high-ranking team sources say there is a plan to remain patient with Ham as he continues to grow in his first head coaching job.
I believe all of that, and I'll even take it a step further. I think that because it's the Lakers and because they were 3-10 after the in-season tournament, naturally people are going to gravitate to, well, on LeBron teams, they often change the coach.
Yes, correct.
LeBron and AD are with Darvin.
Right now.
Yeah, right. But, I mean...
And as long as they are, he's not going anywhere.
That's my point.
Right.
So
I've said all along, I think the only person that could... I mean, LeBron could pull the plug on it if he wanted to. There's no reason to at this moment because they looked much better the last two games.
Right. And I will say this, that Jeannie and Rob want Darvin to succeed. Like, those people are in lockstep.
But isn't that collectively, doesn't everybody want Darvin to succeed? I mean,
well, probably not the six sources that talked, but, you know, everybody else.
Or
yeah.
did things
change in some way after this? Did, I mean, obviously the Lakers were aware of that because Jeannie sent a long text message to Darvin saying, you know, you're fine and we're with you and all that stuff. So everybody read the Athletic piece from Shams and Jovan.
Right.
So it's out there. But again, Sam Amick comes in and says there's nothing. Now they've got... they're 5-11 now since winning the in-season tournament. They're 2-2 in the month of January. 7 of their next 8 are at Crypto. No back-to-backs. One quick trip to Utah. 2-2 now in January. What did they got to be in their next 8 games?
6-2. I mean, ideally, yeah. But I mean, even if they go 4-4, I don't think they're changing the coach. Now, if they go
4-4, they're .500 at the end.
Right.
Of it, yeah.
If they go 1-7, then all this stuff comes up again.
Sure, it all comes up again.
But if it, I mean,
and I did question it, and I always qualified it by saying it matters what happens in January during this stretch where you got all these home games.
And what matters most is that LeBron and AD are on board.
Yes.
And right now they are.
Yeah. All right. Coming up for you, going to do the 2 o'clock call of the day. Maybe you saw the Lakers game last night. Want to comment? The free throw disparity was fascinating. AD is at his... Actually, we'll talk about that. Is he at his peak? Is he at his apex right now?
Yeah,
we'll talk about that coming up, too. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN for the 2 o'clock call of the day. By the way, BB Go Fifth Row Fridays going on right now in Mason and Ireland. Listen all week long between 1 and 4. Make sure you take notes. And on Fridays, you get a pop quiz at 3:30. You could be sitting in the fifth row at a Lakers game. It'll be Lakers versus Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in OKC on Monday night. BB Go is the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.